John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another wonderful episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, May 20th, and we are dealing with a really, really, really rainy day in the capital city. But, you know, we are here. So we're going to check in with the queen. Hi, what's up, queen?
Nothing, chilling, chilling, chilling. Another day. It is raining. I think it's raining over the whole state, though. So we from North Florida to South Florida, rain. And Georgia, just everywhere it's rain. So we need it, though. We need it.
Yeah.
We need it. We need it. So, you know, we got some things out here that needs to grow, bloom, and stuff like that. So, yes.
Correct.
Rainy day. I'm kind of upset because I could have been somewhere walking. Trying to exercise a little bit more. So, hey, but, you know. I'll take the rain, and I'll take it all day. Relaxation time.
That's right, queen.
Well, Shelby.
Sponsorships.
Okay, we are sponsored by Shelby's Bistro. Make sure you go follow Shelby's Bistro on IG. Check out her Shelby's Bistro page and all the delicious food that she makes. Make sure you hit her up for catering services for your events, weddings, all of that good stuff. Very good food, great quality of food and everything. So make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG. Our other sponsor is J2 Couture. Check out J2 Couture on IG and Facebook as well. Anything from hair care, cosmetics, makeup, look, creative director for your photo shoots if you need. Check out J2 Couture on IG and Facebook. And also make sure you check out our sponsor of the show where our show is played at every week, Freedom Train Network. Make sure you check out these guys and all the other podcast shows that's up under the Freedom Train Network. So, guys, make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro, J2 Couture, and Freedom Train Network. We are all on IG. Follow us now. That is our sponsor, Shelby's World Podcast.
That's such an incredible way that you just laid that out. I mean, if nobody don't feel the marketing spirit in that campaign, then I don't know where it is. You know, I don't know. But I love that.
I'm
the energy queen.
Getting good at it. Look, that's that marketing branding coach that I got
that I'm paying for every month
for the next 4 months. So, hey, she teaching me some stuff, how to brand and stuff. So, hey, I gotta help my other queen out and my other king that we up affiliated with. You know, we all going to talk together.
That's right.
So, yeah, y'all make sure y'all stay. Also, make sure you sponsor the Shelby's World Podcast on IG. It's _ Shelby's World Podcast. So make sure you check out that most definitely. And all the wonderful quotes and different stuff that we be having. So, you know, we be doing big things over here in the capital city. Big things. So what's going on, queen? This Freestyle Wednesday. Come on.
Yes, girl. We have Freestyle Wednesday ended up today. We, you know, when we do Freestyle Wednesday, we'll have a whole lot to go on. You know, we'll have topics, but we just go off the dome. But before we get started, I want to definitely take us through our fact of the day and our quote of the day on this rainy day. The fact of the day is, up until the 16th century, Latin and Irish people had no words for yes or no.
Wow.
They didn't have a way to say yes or no in Latin or in Irish in that culture. So I find that to be very, very interesting. I'm going to tell you why I chose that fact of the day in a minute. I want to get to our quote of the day. But you can find that fact of the day at factslides.com, fact of the day. Queen, what you think of that fact of the day, Queen?
That's mind-blowing. Like, no word at all?
No words.
Oh, wow. Like,
right.
I can't even imagine that.
How did you,
no like, word at all.
So
that's interesting, though. That make you want to go back and learn more about their culture and history.
Right. And I want to ask this. Even if you shake your head no, do people not know that's no? If they didn't know what no means?
Yeah, like, you know,
so how did
like
you just
if they
not,
that's something that, oh, wow.
I'm confused.
No
about
word
that.
For the word no.
Right.
And how did they even come up with the word no? The actually word to even speak the word no if they didn't have that even already in their vocabulary?
It's a good question. I feel like that it, before, if you don't know that a word exists, you can't know whether or not what the definition of it can be.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it don't really seem like they would have been missing out on too much if they didn't really feel the need to say yes or no. But the question is, if you're not comfortable with something, how was no?
Can you say no?
Yeah.
What you said? Don't do that.
It's interesting. I just found it to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, so
that's different. That's interesting, though. That's an interesting factor to say. That's interesting, though. Like, wow. Well, hey, we learn something new every day, and that was something new that I learned today. I had no idea. Make you wonder about all the other words that different cultures and that we use as well. Where did they come from?
Or words that we utilize and they don't utilize, or things that they utilize that we don't
mm-hmm.
utilize.
And do they really mean what they say they mean?
Exactly. It's a very interesting concept. I was like, ooh, this is interesting. So I gotta jump on board with this one for today and see how we can implement this in with our quote of the day. But I thought it was interesting. And you know I like to throw out the most interesting facts of the day. I love to throw those out. So that's the interesting one. Now, our quote of the day is, today we learned that segregation is dead. The only question remaining is how costly is the funeral? So before I get into okay, and then I'm going to say this. Before I go into why I chose this as the quote of the day, I definitely want to hear what you think about it. But the quote of the day again is, today we learned that segregation is dead. The only question remaining is how costly is the funeral? Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, who said segregation is dead? Because we still segregated in the church in some schools. Like, who said it was dead?
Well, when they implemented the integration, where they, integrated schools back in the day, that's what they mean about segregation being dead.
I think it shouldn't have never even, my honest opinion, I always say that I don't think we should have even segregated.
Integrated.
Yeah, like when just going back reading and seeing how our community was and how we stuck together as a community and how hard our parents and grandparents fought and worked for what they wanted, to send their kids
mm-hmm.
off to college and to make sure that their kids have the best education, also learning about their own culture, their own people, their own culture as like their own family, their family
mm-hmm.
history and where their family come from. So I always was like, I don't agree with it. Some people might say I'm crazy to feel that way, but I was like, it should have stayed like it was.
Because
now we still ain't equal.
No, we're not. But I think that's a whole different topic anyway. We can talk about that, and that's something that I would love to discuss about why we would do why we would integrate instead of keep everything segregated. But based on this particular quote of the day, he's basically referring to how costly is it for us to become segregated, because like because it wasn't just MLK that he just was the one that was put on the front lines as the front runner of the person who was fighting for integration, but he wasn't the only. He wasn't the only.
And what a lot of people don't know, Queen, why it started. It started all off with Emmett Till being killed.
Right. Right.
And right. I don't think a lot of people know that.
And the whole thing, even behind the Emmett Till situation, the whole segregation thing behind whatever situation it occurred from, I do not believe, and based on this quote, I'm guessing that they never thought that wanting to be integrated would cause so much backlash. I just don't believe they thought that. So with the quote of the day, with him saying today we learned that segregation is dead, the only question remaining is how costly is the funeral, that speaks volumes, because it tells me that, yes, we're saying we want the same things, but because we're looking for the same things and the same rights and the same qualities and all of those things, how much are we going to have to die and suffer to get it? Who will we have to lose for it? And that's what I see with this. But the reason why I chose this particular quote of the day to go along with the fact of the day is because at some point Latin and Irish people had no option in saying yes or no. And in our lives and us as Black people, we're still acting as if we don't have the option to say yes or no.
Ooh. That's power there. Yeah. That's good. I never looked at it like that. Now that you put it like that, with both with the fact and the quote of the day, yeah.
And the only reason why I thought that was a symbolic thing was because they didn't have the word. They knew the way. They knew what their mouth felt, what their feelings felt. They knew what they felt as a human and what wasn't right or wrong when they were, you know, whatever happened and didn't validate their yes or the no, but they had no way of asserting it. We have the volume, we have the fingers, we have the mouths, we have the voices, we have the ears, we have the physicalities, and we still have no right or wrong with our yes or no. We still have no solidarity in how we use it. We still allow ourselves not to be heard. It's just so much, and I just thought that was the fact of the day was a very powerful link to Mr. King's message, because we were in a time where our segregation, where we were segregated and did not have the power to have the things that we wanted. And now we are in a time where we can have the things that we want, and we still ain't coming together to do it. So I just think it was a very powerful symbolic message between the two of those. And, you know, I try to find something that has some type of reference to the other. And I just felt like, you know, damn, a whole culture of people didn't know how to even utilize yes or no. And we got it.
Wow.
And we still...
Don't know how to use.
Yeah, we still are powerless to the things that we could be doing. So, all right, you know, I ain't gonna preach too much. I just thought that it just
that was a good one, though.
Yeah,
that was. That was power. That spoke power and volume. How you broke it down, and like, cause you'd be like, that have you thinking of like, okay, let me go do some more research. I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
But I would include the
source for that to kind of look into how it happened. So I had, because at first, the fact of the day just actually stated that Latin and Irish people had no words for yes or no, but when I clicked into the source, it was only up until the 16th century that they didn't have the word for it. But once they were actually given the words to authenticate what they were trying, the verbiage that they were using to say yes or no, it became more realistic to them. When they got their power to say and utilize the words that they could use, they used it. We have the power, and we're still allowing others to make the decisions over our lives, Father. It's, you know. So
keep us quiet.
That's my little spiel for today.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Ooh, the rain is pouring down. The rain is
pouring
down.
Out there, Queen. So what you got for us, Queen? What's going on with you? What's in the mind of Queen today? I got one thought that I wanted to throw out there with Freestyle Wednesday today. But what you got going?
Man, I ain't been doing nothing. I had a great weekend. They gave me the creative director of one of my a young lady that goes to church with me, and she came in. Well, my whole life coaching certification is beauty and imaging styling coaching. I do relationship coach as well, but me and my husband are going to do more of that with everything that we've been through with his situation up until, like, our last relationship that we were in before that. So we was like, we can help some people with relationships, and just not with couples, but just with, like, friendship. All of us have been through stuff with our friendship that we didn't actually learn. But the beauty and imaging styling coach, she came in Thursday for a consultation, and when I laid the vision out for her whole photo shoot, she was just like, wow, like, I never thought that I would need somebody to actually show me how to actually do a photo shoot, actually pose with the photo shoot, from making her have two dress changes, two wig changes, a lipstick change, and everything, and how everything ended up coming together. She was like, it brought tears to her eyes. She kind of got frustrated because she's coming out with her own T-shirt line, but she's also getting ready to start her own healthcare agency.
Wow.
So I just was, like, really, like, directing her, telling her, you know, as far as, like, she's a plus-size girl, the type of undergarments that she should wear with the type of clothes that she likes to wear, and just the attitude to actually have to get you to that next level where you're actually trying to go. And she was, when everything came together Saturday, when we were finished, when we finished wrapping up the photo shoot, she was just like, I am so happy that I came to you. Like, I never knew that this, to get to this next level where I'm trying to go, that it will have took this and this photo shoot. Like, the energy that you gave, the energy that the photographer gave, and just improvising. We had just something that went wrong, that she didn't have the right undergarments. So, you know, when you wear white T-shirts, the certain type of bra that you have on needs to be a certain color. And she was just so shocked how I improvised with just a makeup cape that I had her to put on, to then put on her shirt, so that undergarment that she had on wouldn't show through her picture. And she was just like, you got to have a creative mind to do this type of stuff. I wouldn't have even thought about nothing like that. So just doing that, it was like, okay, it made me realize the quality and everything that I can bring to the table for someone that's trying to go to the next level. It made me like, okay, it's time for me to step up my game and really put myself out there. I don't have the creative content part, but I have the visual part. But I know someone that could do the content part. And as me and that other person come together, she can do the content part, but I have the visual part. Because she was like, she don't have the visual part. She said, I got the content, but I don't have the visual part. And she's a media coach. But it was so amazing to see this, to see AC's face, and how she was just over. She was just so much joy. Like, she actually got up when she finished and did a full Facebook Live, like, crying everything, because she was just like, man, y'all just don't know. Like, my girl went in for me. Like,
from the poses to, and we did all of this at my at the boutique. We did all of this at the boutique. We used the lobby.
That's awesome.
We used the used the outside stairs. I told her how to actually pose and lean back on the stairs and everything for a close up shot with the photographer. Like just that little area where the studio, the boutique, is actually at, and that building, that was her whole photo shoot. We didn't have to go nowhere. From hair shots to full body shots to the second wardrobe change, everything. It was like, it was so amazing. And when she posted just a glimpse of the pictures, I got a couple of calls like, Candace, can you help me with my shoes? Like, I'm going to send you some outfits to tell me what I need to wear. So I'm like, you know what? It's time to step up my game and really push this, my coaching stuff, to the next level and where I'm trying to go, even with my whole business, because it's a part of the whole J2 Couture brand. So it was amazing. Like, it was very amazing. And I hadn't done the creative directing before, but it was for my own personal shoot. So to actually let someone actually trust me with their vision, and really she didn't even have a vision, but to trust me and like, okay, I'm going to let you do this. I ain't going to say nothing, because I had to tell her a couple of times during conversation, would you shut up and let me talk? I'm going to let you talk. Just shut up, let me talk, and listen to me. I got this. I had to tell her just like that. She's a little bit older than me, so I had to say this from little sister to big sister. Shut up, let me talk.
Out of respect. I got this.
Out of respect. Mm-hmm. And I had to let her know, like, you have to, I have been learning, you got to invest into other people to get where you're trying to go. And that all of that comes with the consultation. Like, I really try to minister to people about where you're trying to go. And you really have to start sowing into other people's businesses, even if it's just you patronizing their business.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I just told you, you know, you have to do this so you can move to that next level. Because, you, look, you ain't going to let nobody come in there talking about you need to take care of a client for little pennies on a dollar, You ain't finna let nobody get on that website talking about, well, I only have $10 when you selling your shirt for $25. So I'm like, you have to sow into your other people's business. You can't be always wanting something for nothing. And you have to brand yourself to the level that you want, that you're trying to go, or where you believe that you actually at. Don't limit yourself. And don't look at everybody else and what they got going on. Just keep your vision on you and where you're trying to go. And trust me, if you do that, like, you will actually get there. And she sat there and she listened. She took my criticism and everything, and the shoot came out perfect. It came out perfect.
The pictures is
gorgeous. It was gorgeous. So that's what I've been doing. So I'm ready for the next one. So whoever out there, hit up j2couture.com, and I got you.
We got a lot going on. You're going to have a lot going on soon, hopefully. And we'll have a lot going on if it's supposed to be going on. That's how I feel about it, because I think that, you know, with so much happening, even if we, with all the different feelings behind what may be happening in our communities and in this culture, the state of the country, there are several uncertainties. So what we do have to do is just stay focused on what we do know. And what we do know is that every day you have bills and you have children and people have to survive. So staying positive and not limiting yourself and your vision is very important to survival. And so I think, Queen, thank you for that wonderful message, because that's definitely what I took from that, is, you know, opening up your mind, allowing creativity to flow, and, you know, expanding your vision, not limiting yourself. So I think that was good. I think you've been having an awesome week so far. If you started off, this past week with something so great and something so positive and inspiring, because we can bring that to other people and spread that joy. Because like you said, we do have to pour into other people. We have to sow into other businesses, and we have to be able to reap what we sow, because we will not get things if we're not sowing into things. So that's a wonderful way to start off. Yes, ma'am. It's a wonderful way to start off Freestyle Wednesday. And so I wanted to talk about the new proposed this is the only topic I had for the Freestyle Wednesday, which was funny because my sister and I was, my younger baby sister was over here the other day. And mm-hmm. she stopped through. She was getting a lunch plate from my daughter, and we were talking about the new proposed stimulus package and the fact that how, you know, how everybody was worried before that, you know, how getting these stimulus dollars would interject in their tax dollars for next tax season,
mm-hmm.
and how it may even have any issues with their tax bracket. This is where I took off after reading the actual proposed bill. The proposed package is basically saying they have two different proposals from what I'm seeing. One of them is where they'll do a six month package where you'll receive up to $2,000 a month. And then the other one is the same package it'll be a different package for the same, but it'll be for the same term of 6 months, and mm-hmm. but it'll be $1,200 for the adult, and then the $500 per child. So it's either gonna be either or package. Okay. Now, if you look at the dollar set of how much, even if you don't, just say for instance, if they give us the stimulus package for $2,000 additional from a month for 6 months. So that's $12,000 a month. That's $12,000. So if you if you're an individual person and you make $45,000 a year, okay, and then you get these $12,000 a month for 6 months, because they're not cutting the package. The package is going to everyone who's currently under 70, who makes less than $75,000 a year, correct? Some people, up to $150,000 if you're married. So if say, for instance, you're a $45,000 a year tax bracket person, and then you get those 6 months' worth of stimulus checks, you have now walked into a different tax bracket. Now, remember when you have stepped into a $12,000 increase in your tax bracket. You have went from $45,000 to $57,000. Now,
mm-hmm.
you now owe the government.
Wow.
Your tax bracket has changed. They said if your tax bracket, when they were offering that first $1,200 set of stimulus dollars, it stated that the only way that that would affect your income tax for next year is if they, which is why they're trying to push so fast for the stimulus, because they're hoping to get it out by June or get it approved and floating mm-hmm. by June, so that it's within this year, so it's counted as this year's income. And
mm-hmm.
so if you make $60,000 a year, and
you're in a whole new bracket.
And then you got now $12,000 in stimulus. Now you're at $72,000 for the year, Queen. Now, okay, all is said and done. Everybody getting the money. We can't deny the money. We can't say government keep the money, blah, blah, blah. It's bullshit. You can't do it. So the thing is, what do you do as an individual receiving $12,000? Are you doing the right things with this money? Are you investing? Are you planning a nest egg? Are you buying land? Are you buying properties? This is a time frame where you know that you have to pay back the government, because your tax bracket is going to change. I don't care if you make $20,000 a year. If you have a $12,000 stimulus package, your tax bracket is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
That is now $32,000 a year. Now, what you thought you were getting in income tax, you're not going to get. So now that dependency that everybody has, that reliability, that people have on running to the government and getting things that they need to start knuckling up now. Because think about this. If we're about to start giving every household in this country $2,000 a month for 6 months, this country is going to be broke, which means that we will then – well, they'll be spending the money, so they're gonna keep the country inflated.
Going.
It's gonna be it's gonna keep going. It's gonna keep being bombasted. But what are they spending their dollars on? Are there gonna be things that's gonna help boom the economy? Gonna be things to help bring down the economy? Because this is why, like, so many people have been talking about the recession, and all, there's so many reasons why people believe that the recession is true and that we are in a recession because of the decisions and the things that our government is making. Now, you know, we have to do what we have to do, but we rush into a pandemic. We now have to try to take care of a country off of a pandemic. And now we got to keep trying to sustain the economy off this same pandemic. It's so much going on. And it really just concerned me with that tax bracket thing. I was like, I thought about this. I've been talking about this to myself for the longest about how would they have a way to change our tax bracket. And this is how.
Mm. Yeah.
So my take is just making sure that people stay smarter. Huh?
I say, think about it. Yeah, that's going to put a lot of people, that's what you just said, if they were just making 40-something and you add the 12, that's a whole new tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
You making 75, and say you making 75 and you got a small little business over here that you're doing also part-time.
Girl.
Man, what?
Mm-hmm.
But that go back to what we've been saying the whole time during this pandemic. Get your business plan together. Start thinking and start putting it into action. Because if this money does come, this is your opportunity to get to that next level that you're trying to go.
Right.
Some of us want to be in a new tax bracket. I know I do.
Right.
Hey, look, that's just because I'm trying to build wealth over here. So some of us want to be in a tax bracket, but think about the ones who's not thinking like we're thinking to get to that next level.
Right.
And they might not even be thinking about what you just said. They just thinking about the money coming.
It's
they ain't
coming.
Even thinking about,
like, oh my God, my
income tax.
That is going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to change your whole,
They ain't even thinking about
that. So in 1 year,
that
just think about this, in 2019, you was making $21,000 or maybe $32,000. Now 2020, you done went up almost $12,000 more than that, and it's not an actual it wasn't taxable income.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't take taxes out of that. You understand what I'm saying? So it's something that we have to pay some of that. They have to have some type of catch-22.
Oh, we're going to have
that.
To pay it back now. We're going to pay it back.
Yeah, because you can't tell me that. You can't tell me that y'all just gave us $2,200 and then a $12,555 and then we don't pay no tax on it because the check ain't. It was tax-free.
Wow.
It's a way to look at
people.
These things. We have to start building and using our economic minds a little bit more stringently to what we're into our daily lifestyles instead of just thinking about what we can do with the money and going to just blow it. We got to actually utilize this money and start building because with that $200, I wanted somebody to go in with me and get some land. I was really hoping. I was like, damn, man, this is great to get some
land. Sus, queen, that's what I was just sitting up here thinking. I'm thinking about these apartment I'm sitting out here in my mom's driveway, y'all. I'm not, it's crazy because me and my brother did the first-time home buyers class at the Urban League. That was in 2019, right before the holidays. And we were just here with my mom and my grandmother talking Sunday. And both of us been looking for a home. And I was even telling my husband, I was like, and telling one of my other friends, man, look, looking at these homes, I just found four duplexes on top of each other, apartments, whatever you want to call them, but it's four units, one building, $185,000. Should I go buy this $200,000 home that I want, that the bank going to give me for, or should I have the bank give me this money for this apartment building that I can rent out, I can live in one, rent the other three out,
when,
and then
exactly.
I thought, yeah, that pays for my new home that I want,
yep,
that sit on my 5 to 10 acres. Which one you need to do?
Yep.
Well, you know, like, this is a time to really get with some people that you truly can trust. And let's build this generational wealth for both of our families. Or even,
yep,
if it's five of us.
My kids,
five of our families.
I told my kids I wouldn't even care if we had a quadruplex or whatever. We can knock down the walls and the top one and make that our house up there and rent out the bottom too. I said, there's things you can
I'm
do.
I'm telling you.
Like you.
I'm telling you.
There's things you can do. We got to make this money work, make our money work for us.
We have to. We have to. And like I said, a lot of people, it's some thinking like we thinking, but it's some, they just ready to get that money, go buy shoes, go buy hair, go buy clothes, go get a new ride, go on a couple of trips. That's good and dandy too. But, baby, you got to think about the long-term effect, the long-term. You got to think long-term. Because, see, anything can look how this COVID-19 then came. Look how many people out of jobs, which I do know, understand some people are going to have to use that money to continue to live because they're not working. I understand that.
But for the ones that
are the ones that are,
do things with it, do it.
Do it. It is time. I mean,
ain't going to be no excuse for that in a minute. It ain't going to be no excuse.
It's really no excuse now.
No, it ain't. But you know, it's no excuse now. I ain't got nothing to say. It's nothing. It's no excuse now.
Like even with the 17 or however much we just got. Some people say they had to pay their bills. Some people they went out and got them went shopping. Some invested that little bit just to start just to go get their LLC and stuff that they needed to start their business. Building websites, all of that stuff. But that apart, though, this land,
they're starting somewhere.
Like, and me and my brother and a couple of other of my friends, we've been talking about this thing. And one of my friends was just telling me today that her cousin's husband called her and said, you know, you are like-minded person, because let's go get some. He found the house in Georgia for $25,000 and asked her to go in with her. But she's getting ready to move. He said, guess what? He said, you don't have to worry about it. I'll go in on your part, and you just pay me back once we flip it. And I'm like, you know what? Let your cousin know we all three can go in. So you have to be around people that's trying to make moves. Some people won't understand it. Some people ain't gonna understand this conversation that we having on this podcast right now. They're gonna think that we crazy. But the ones that do understand, we just gave them an idea that they probably weren't even thinking about. So it's
but
something to think about.
The
like,
ones
I feel
do
you on that.
And normally the ones who do understand, they already trust me. They already read. They
and probably saying, like, golly, Queen C and Queen Shell, they thinking the same thing we thinking. Like, so I was thinking crazy. Like, they thinking the same thing. So, okay. But it's something to think about. And I was like, man, look, should I invest into four units and come over here and live in my parents' house with them for a year? Or should I go get me a house and then invest? It gives you, like, which one should you do?
Right.
Which one should you do?
Well, you know, you'll be led into the direction that you want, that you should be lead going into anyway. Just keep your mind fresh on that. But I think one thing about it, I definitely think them apartment buildings. That's what the lick is right now. Getting a duplex and a quadruplex and then they do what they do.
And it's a lot of them around Tallahassee for sale. It's a lot.
So many, because there's so many students here.
Yeah, it's a lot of them around here for sale. So it's like, hey, man, look, it's like at this age now, game is on. It's time to move. It's time to go to that next level. And, like, whoever trying to come, let's go, let's ride, let's do it together. Whoever ain't, hey, I'll pray for you, more power to you. But I'll see you while I'm at the top.
Right.
I'll see you at the top. Yeah. But I ain't going to be, but if you want it, it's out here to get it.
Right.
And people don't even have to know that you own it. Because just give your company, it could just be S&C's Financial Group. And we own these complexes around here. People don't even have to know that you actually are the owner. You go put it up on the whole name, whole LLC, everything. People don't even have to know what skin color that
and
you actually are.
And sometimes it's better that way. Sometimes it's better that way.
It is.
No.
It is.
It would be.
A black lady that owns her own tax service here, when I started J2 Couture, we went and sat down and talked to her. And she said, sometimes it's best not to even put your face on your brand sometimes.
I'm telling you.
Just so you can just reach a broader audience. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, because you have to know
like
that a lot of people don't want to support you that know you. So they're the ones that's gonna talk bad about you to people who wanna support you. So you know, with that being said, sometimes it's better to be branded under a whole different thing than what you than your name. Just so people have no idea of you.
True.
And I also was thinking about just allowing somebody else to be the face of the company versus me, because, you know, or because not even just because of that, because I just want to have my hands in different things. So, you know, with me having my hand in so many different pots, I cannot stress enough to the fact that you cannot always let your right hand know what your left hand doing. So all your followers and your supporters don't always need to know what your hands are in, as long as it's in positive stuff. So
that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. But hey, look, it's time. It's time. With stimulus, without stimulus.
Make a move. And for the ones who are not in a position to make any move, then, you know, you do what you need to do to be in survival mode right now, because that's just what it is. But, and even when you get to a position where you can get out of survival mode, do that too. Like, you know, be working on getting out of just being able to survive.
Got to. You got to. It's a new day. It's like, this is the opportunity. How many of us going to take this leap?
Exactly.
How many of us is going to take this leap? And I'm not saying take a leap downsize. I'm talking about take that leap to that next tier, that goes back to that next tax bracket that you want to be in. How many of us are going to actually really just step out there and take that leap? And really, look, because when I look at it, I'm thinking about my children's 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 children.
Right.
Like, I want to be able to leave them things that we Rockefeller, all of those names that we know, look how family's still living off of what they did years ago.
Well, still, you know, one thing about that now, We definitely want to have that wealth and that generational wealth that these European people have, that they can constantly have in their cultures and their families. But we do have to remember that
we were not given and bred and given those opportunities, and never will ever be afforded those opportunities.
That's why we got to work hard for it.
Right, to even get to nearly the levels of success, regardless of how hard we work, this country was not set up for us to get to that level of success. We're not supposed to be in the group of one percenters. That's just the way that it is here. But that does not stop. That should not stop us from being wealth people and bringing wealth to our families and bringing wealth to our communities and bringing wealth to the next generation. None of that should be a barrier. That should all be positive things that push us to go harder. In my opinion, anyway, because I'm going to go hard. I'm
going to
go hard, period.
What? Regardless. Period. Couple of periods behind it.
I'm a hard fighter, but we're not just hard fighters for our families and stuff. We're trying to secure our communities, too. We out here doing it differently. And Joe said something. We was on one of our conference calls last week for the Black Movie Playoff or whatever, and I had asked a question to the elders on the phone, you know, trying to get a little bit of feedback from them of what they thought, you know, we could be doing next. And and Joe said something to me that had to remind me, because sometimes I forget, you know, the impact that I bring to certain areas of our community, of just my life in general. I just feel sometimes what I'm doing is just what I'm doing, and I'm supposed to do it. So, but irregardless, everybody, if that's the way that's supposed to be, if I have that thought process of I'm doing this because this is what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm pretty sure other people have that same thought process as well. So,
yeah,
it don't make me feel superior or that I'm doing more, but he had to make me understand that we're doing way different things and giving back differently than anybody else in this community. For one, because we have never, for 5 years of us operating as a before we even, because we just became a nonprofit this year alone. So for 4 full years of operating as just people, we came out of our own pockets to fund our own events, our giveaways, our charity drives, whatever we did within our community, our after-school programs we've tried to launch several times, the funding that went into all those different things, the effects of what we've done, working with girls, reminded me of me being a cooking instructional. There's not a lot of Black chefs that's even doing that. There's people, Black chefs,
that's
that
true.
Are just more interested in cooking and making the money than it is of being an impact in people's lives. I had to remember that I'm doing something beyond what I'm just supposed to be doing. This is beyond that. And I had to actually give myself a pat on the back. I don't do that often because I don't, you know, like I said, I just said I thought this was what I was supposed to be doing. And with me feeling that this is a need and this is my gift, this is me being a servitude to what I'm supposed to be doing, I never questioned it. And he just that was just a reminder. We do a whole lot in this community than what we give ourselves credit for or what we even acknowledge ourselves. So I just want to, you know, just take the time out to say thank you, Queen, for all you do. And I want to thank all of our Link Up family because we're about to get it back popping with Link Up. It feels so bad to have been held to these inconsistent ties because of the COVID, not being able to help people, especially during this time when they need the assistance the most. But we're able to start back. So y'all going to be hearing more from Link Up, and we'll be giving some information out on Shelby's World Podcast when we talk about that. So, I said a mouthful. Queen, what you got to say? What you going to sign us off with? Give us some of that good.
Man, look here. Take heed to what we said, what we just talked about, the last topic with the whole 12,000, and man, y'all, look, this is just, I feel like this is the moment and the time
I have said this over and over again since this whole COVID-19. This is our time to step out and go to where we're trying to go. It is going to be a lot of entrepreneurs come up out of this thing. Us that's already entrepreneurs, Shelby's Bistro, Freedom Train Network, J2 Couture, whole bunch of us. What, and I mean, like, our community, Tallahassee, it's a lot of us. It's a lot of us that's entrepreneurs right here. Some of us still have other jobs that we working for others as well, but we still doing what we want to do for ourselves and our own business. But, y'all, this is the time. I mean, like, start reading some books on how to generate wealth. Start doing those positive affirmations that I've been speaking about. And just start getting into a mindset of where you really want to be. And not just do it for you, but think about your kids, because our kids are out here watching us. They are out here watching us. My daughter had to do a whole career change with her school because of her just getting 1C. But she went and did her research, and she's going to go into two programs that she'll have her master's degree within 12 months. So it's like, and she the whole real estate thing that me and Queen Shell was just talking about, didn't even know that she wanted to do that as well. Just her talking to me on Sunday, she had her whole plan written out and what she wanted to do, where she want to go at and everything. And I'm just like, I told her that she should have her own practice. Not, our kids are listening to us when we're telling them stuff more than we realize. Mm-hmm. So this is the moment. This is the time. Shout out to all the young entrepreneurs out here, all the old entrepreneurs out here, all of us in between. Y'all, this is the time. Take heed to what's going on. As they say, stay woke. Make sure you do stay woke. Pay attention. But this money, if we actually get this money like they say we are, man, really, don't just go below it. Please, don't go below it. Think about that next level.
That's right. And think about what can happen next, because like I always say, we don't know what's coming.
We don't know.
So knowing, the unknowing is way worse than sometimes the knowing. So being prepared for it is very lucrative. We really got to be more prepared for what we don't know. So, you know, y'all just take heed to that so that we can start being more prepared. And if that's it for Queen, if you don't have anything else you want to drop knowledge on the audience and say, I'll let them close us out.
I'm gonna text Queen Shelby something that she can actually put on the IG Shelby's World page. But my mom posted something, and it was talking about this blackout that all of us should do, from the African American community to the Native Americans to the Hispanics to the Asian Americans, that we should have this blackout. And they're pushing for this blackout date to be July 7th of 2020.
And what is it? What is the blackout for?
Not patronizing any other businesses.
Okay. Just black
but
business?
But our own. Just black
business. Like,
but I'm going to send it to you so you can read it. And that's something that I've been trying to do, patronize our own throughout this whole pandemic and everything. But, man, y'all stay positive. Think about what me and Queen Shell been talked about today, and look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the bigger picture. Write down your next move and where you're trying to go, and where you're trying to go and where you want to take your family, because that family history is something. Where you trying to take your family to that next level? Think about what we said, and, man, look. Y'all be good. Do something nice for somebody. Stay positive. And all of this shall be over. But always think smart. Think about the bigger picture and everything that you do. Because to me, this is the time for a lot of us to step out and take that next leap where we're trying to go for ourselves and our family. So, hey, Queen, till next Wednesday, hopefully we will be in the studio. So
yes,
y'all can see us live on Facebook and IG. But it's been real.
I aim to see y'all back next week in the studio. And if y'all can, definitely catch us live on IG and Facebook. We will definitely be going live. If you can't, you can always catch us on freedomtrain.com and /Shelby's World. And you can always go in there and find out all our latest shows, all our wonderful topics, and just, you know, listening to our other podcasters and learning about all the wonderful things we have going on Freedom Train in our community and around our community. Y'all stay tuned, stay involved, stay loved, and we like you, we love you. We can't wait to see y'all again, talk to y'all again, and we'll catch y'all next week.